With me here today is Billy. Billy came to me in pretty bad shape with a lot of problem, severe swollen knee, pain, fatigue, a history of Lyme disease, Reiter syndrome, and many more. I'll let Billy summarize your treatment. This is he has just received his third treatment. So tell us what happened to you.
Well, it all probably started about 10 years ago. First of all, I was diagnosed with gout and given painkillers and anti-inflammatory for the gout, and that didn't work. Then I went to see another doctor, and he told me that I had ankylosing spondylitis, and he gave me also anti-inflammatories, and that didn't work. Then I went to see another doctor, and he told me I had rheumatoid arthritis. Also gave me
anti-inflammatories. You see, I got three different diseases being treated the same way.
Yeah. All
doesn't make sense.
No, it didn't make sense to me. That's why I kept going to different doctors.
Yes.
Then I started reading books and trying to find a description in a book that might be similar to the symptoms that I've got, because I wanted to find out what the cause was.
That's right.
And the one that I looked at was Lyme disease.
Yes.
And the one doctor that I was seeing, I showed the book to him, and he even said to me, "No, you don't look like somebody who has Lyme disease.
Yes.
You don't present like someone who has Lyme disease." Anyway, I went and actually paid for my own blood test to find out if I had Lyme disease. I made the diagnosis, and I ended up being positive for Lyme disease.
Okay.
And then I went to see another rheumatologist.
Did they treat you for the Lyme disease?
Yes, they treated me for the Lyme disease.
For a whole year, right?
For a whole year.
Yeah.
1 year of Cipro. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was first tetracycline.
Mm-hmm.
Then the tetracycline didn't work, so then they said we need to give you something stronger, which was the Cipro.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time as taking the Cipro
for a whole year?
Yes, for a whole year.
That's very damaging.
I was so sick.
That's terrible.
I was gray.
Yeah.
And I was nauseous, and I had no appetite. I lost a lot, 25 pounds.
You're 36 now. How old were you then?
I was 30.
30. Oh, God, that's terrible.
So, at the same time as taking Cipro, I was taking anti-inflammatories. I was taking naproxen.
Yes.
Which was making my stomach very burny and acidy.
Yeah. Did any of this help your symptoms?
No, nothing.
Really? No. Yeah.
As well as my symptoms, the more time that passed, more joints started to join in.
Yes.
First it was just the ankle, then it was my other ankle, then it was my knee, then it was my hip, then my neck, then my wrists, my shoulder, and then I was just, it was really horrible.
Oh, that's terrible, yes.
And then at one stage, I even forgot, there was an orthopedic surgeon that I went to see, and he said that I didn't have any inflammatory diseases, I just had tenosynovitis.
Tenosynovitis, yes.
And he cut my leg open.
Oh,
he operated on me and took out some tendons.
Gee.
And I was worse after that.
Yes.
When I came back from the hospital, I actually got a staph infection.
Oh, staph! Wow, gee. Now you can laugh.
And they put me onto more antibiotics to kill the staph infection.
Gee.
So I was really very, very despondent about the allopathic world. You know, I'd given it many years and no success.
10 years, right?
But
did anybody ever talk to you about what caused the problem?
No.
What was the thing that you did wrong in life? Well, that's basically how you get in trouble. It's what you do wrong, what you're doing wrong in life that caused it. But nobody ever talked to you about it because they don't know.
No. I would ask them what causes it, and their answer would be, "We don't know."
Yes.
But we know that if you take Cipro or naproxen or Indocin or methotrexate or prednisol or solgonol, that all these drugs will make the pain feel better.
But you'll ruin your immune system, you'll ruin your health.
But then I would say to them, "But in the books it says these all have very bad side effects," and they go, "Yeah, we know, but there's nothing we can do about it. We don't know what causes rheumatoid arthritis."
Yeah.
We don't know what causes lupus. We don't know what causes ankylosing spondylitis. So I couldn't accept that because I wanted to know, I wanted someone to tell me what the cause was.
Right.
So I could stop whatever it was I was doing that was causing it.
Right.
And at that point I started reading lots of books.
Mm-hmm.
And the books were good, but it also confused me a lot.
Right, because there's a lot of information and a lot of misconception. A lot of misinformation all